Well, it's coming up for 6 o'clock on Wednesday evening. 300 k's just ticked over on my odometer for the day. It's been a strange sort of day. I had the early start and then crashed, and not literally, metaphorically, and had to have a sleep from about 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. and then got back on the road again. Since then, made pretty reasonable progress. Got to Burke and Will's Roadhouse around lunchtime. Had a big breakfast there, stocked up on supplies, and decided rather than stay there, which I could have done, I'd head off for Cloncurry, which is another 180k down the road. I've now got about 80k left to go to Cloncurry, so I won't get there till somewhere between 9 and 10 tonight. I guess if I get extra tired before then, I'll probably just have another sleep beside the road somewhere. Between 9 and 10, hopefully I can still find a motel open with a vacancy, and if so, I'll check in for the night. If not, then I'll probably just look for a park bench or something somewhere. It's been quite warm during the day. Temperature's finally starting to go down now, and it's a very pleasant sunset. The road was very flat to Burke and Will's Roadhouse, and then it seems to have climbed up onto a tableland, so there was a fair bit of climbing for a while. Now it's flattened out a bit at a higher elevation. As I talk to you, I'm just passing the only rest area between Burke and Will's Roadhouse and Cloncurry, and as is often the case around here, there's a number of caravans pulled up for the night. Quite nice rest areas, I guess security in numbers. People look to these places. They want to save some money while they're touring around. Temperature got close to 30 degrees this afternoon, so it was very warm riding. Starting to cool down now, not so bad. Quite a few road trains on this road. One coming up, just going past me the other way now. Climbing another bit of a hill here. I'm trying to break this up into 30k stretches, so I'll have a break with 60k to go and then with 30k to go. I had a couple of cans of Red Bull at my last quick break to try and keep the eyes open. It's not something I usually drink, and I have to say so far it hasn't had much effect on me. Feel just as tired, but I don't know how I'd feel if I wasn't eating it, wasn't drinking it. I'm carrying various kinds of snacks in the bag and having a few of those every time I stop. Looks like I only have one actual meal today, which is what I had at lunchtime. I think I'll be too late when I get to Cloncurry. I think I'll just want to go straight to bed, assuming I find somewhere. Then I'll work out how far I'm going to go tomorrow. It's 120k to Mount Isa from Cloncurry, so that's easy enough. The question is, do I try and get the camel wheel, which is 180k past Mount Isa tomorrow? If I get a decent sleep tonight, it might make a bit of a challenge tomorrow. Anyway, I'll work out that later.